Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member Avraham Gold. Hi, Anthony. Masechet Nedarim, Daf Nun Dal, the beginning of the seventh parak, Anodimina Yorek. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three tabs we're going to focus on. Number one, the seventh parak begins, Hanodimina Yorek, Mutbadulim, Rabbi Kiva Oser. One who vows from greens, which are vegetables where the leaves are eaten, is permitted in gourds, which are considered fruit of the ground, since the fruit is eaten and not its leaves, but Rabbi Kiva forbids it. The rabbis challenge him that when one sends an agent to purchase greens for him, the agent will consult with the sender before purchasing gourds if he cannot find greens, which indicates that they are not included in the original instructions. Rabbi Kiva responded that this very scenario supports his position, for the shliach would certainly not consult with the sender about a completely unrelated item, such as beans. That he does consult with him about possibly purchasing gourds indicates that they can be called greens. The Gemara explains that the Machlokas revolves around the issue of an item that a shliach would typically consult with the sender about, if it is included or not in the original term. The Gemara adds that Rabbi Kiva would only forbid gourds where he said, Yorek mizbashim b'kadera alai, greens which are cooked in a pot on me. The extraneous phrase suggests the inclusion of gourds. Abai concludes that even Rabbi Kiva would concede that the violator would not receive malchus because he's not certain that gourds are included in this case. Point number two, the Gemara quotes a mission which states, Hashliach sha'asa shlichuso, bal habayis ma'al, an agent who performed his assignment, the homeowner has committed me'ilah. Now me'ilah is an exception to the general rule that one is not chayav for an avera done through a shliach. La'asa shlichuso shliach ma'al, if he did not perform his assignment, the shliach has committed me'ilah because he has acted on his own. The Mishnah illustrates this principle of the case where the Baal Bais instructed his shaliach to give his guests meat, which he didn't realize was hekdesh meat, and instead the shaliach gave them liver, which was hekdesh, or the reverse, then the shaliach is liable for me'ilah because he didn't carry out his instructions. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah seems not to agree with Rabbi Kiva, who holds that anything a shaliach would consult about qualifies as the same type as the original and should consider this a fulfillment of his instructions, and the sender should be chayev. Abaye answered, Migla Moed Rabbi Kiva Ditzarech Imluche. Does Rabbi Kiva not agree that he must consult with the sender before deviating from his exact instructions? Since he did not, and the Baal Bais intended for the Shliach to consult with him, he acted on his own accord and is chai for Me'ilah. With Nedarim, however, there is no second party for the vow to rely on to consult him, so the secondary meaning is also included in his Neder. And pointing with you, the Gemara quotes a braisa on which the Tanakhama said, the one who vows from meat is forbidden in fowl, but permitted in fish. The Gemara wonders about the difference. Just as fowl is prohibited because a shliach would consult his sender regarding purchasing fowl instead of meat, and this Tana follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, fish should be forbidden for the same reason. Abaye answered, Kagon Shehiki's dumb. It's in a case where he let blood before vowing. Dula Achil Dagim, because he would not eat fish anyway in such a condition, since it's harmful. So he did not intend to prohibit it by a netter. The Gemara objects by providing three sources that eating fowl is also harmful after bloodletting. So the netter should include neither fish nor fowl. The Gemara answers that fowl, when boiled well, is not harmful after bloodletting. Alternatively, the Gemara says that the Braisa speaks of one with aching eyes, for whom eating fish is painful at certain times. So once again, the three points are, number one, the seventh parak begins, Hanodimina Yark Mutim Badulim, Rabbi Kiva Oser. One who vows from greens, which are vegetables where the leaves are eaten, is permitted in gourds, which are considered fruit of the ground, since the fruit is eaten, and not its leaves, but Rabbi Kiva forbids it. The rabbis challenge him that when one sends an agent to purchase greens for him, the agent will consult with the sender before purchasing gourds if he cannot find greens, which indicates that they are not included in the original instructions. Rabbi Kiva responded that this very scenario supports his position, for the shliach would certainly not consult with the sender about a completely unrelated item, such as beans. That he does consult with him about possibly purchasing gourds indicates that they can be called greens. The Gemara explains that the Machlokas revolves around the issue of an item that a shliach would typically consult with the sender about, if it is included or not in the original term. The Gemara adds that Rabbi Kiva would only forbid gourds where he said, Yorek mizbashim b'kadera alai, greens which are cooked in a pot on me. The extraneous phrase suggests the inclusion of gourds. Abai concludes that even Rabbi Kiva would concede that the violator would not receive malchus because he's not certain that gourds are included in this case. Point number two, the Gemara quotes a mission which states, Hashliach sha'asa shlichuso, bal habayis ma'al, an agent who performed his assignment, the homeowner has committed me'ilah. Now me'ilah is an exception to the general rule that one is not chayav for an avera done through a shliach. La'asa shlichuso shliach ma'al, if he did not perform his assignment, the shliach has committed me'ilah because he has acted on his own. The Mishnah illustrates this principle with a case where the Baal Bais instructed his shaliach to give his guests meat, which he didn't realize was hekdesh meat, and instead the shaliach gave them liver, which was hekdesh, or the reverse, then the shaliach is liable for me'il because he didn't carry out his instructions. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah seems not to agree with Rabbi Akiva, who holds that anything a shaliach would consult about qualifies as the same type as the original and should consider this a fulfillment of his instructions, and the sender should be chayev. Abaye answered, Migla Moedir Rabbi Akiva Ditzarech Imluche. Does Rabbi Akiva not agree that he must consult with the sender before deviating from his exact instructions? Since he did not, and the Baal Bais intended for the Shliach to consult with him, he acted on his own accord and is chai for Me'ila. With Nadarim, however, there is no second party for the vow to rely on to consult him, so the secondary meaning is also included in his neder. And pointing with you, the Gemara quotes a brayso in which the Tanakhama said, the one who vows from meat is forbidden in fowl, but permitted in fish. The Gemara wonders about the difference. Just as fowl is prohibited because a shliach would consult his sender regarding purchasing fowl instead of meat, and this Tana follows the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, fish should be forbidden for the same reason. Abaye answered, Kagon Shehiki's dumb. It's in a case where he let blood before vowing. Dula Achil Dagim, because he would not eat fish anyway in such a condition, since it's harmful. So he did not intend to prohibit it by a netter. The Gemara objects by providing three sources that eating fowl is also harmful after bloodletting. So the netter should include neither fish nor fowl. The Gemara answers that fowl, when boiled well, is not harmful after bloodletting. Alternatively, the Gemara says that the Braisa speaks of one with aching eyes for whom eating fish is painful at certain times. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Nun Dalet, and our standard Siman is noodles, and we often use a pasta chef in the Siman. So here goes. The noodle chef's agent, who asked the chef if he meant he should buy gourds when he couldn't find any greens, accidentally served a customer a liver instead of meat from a hekdesh animal. So to make amends, he prepared a bowl of noodles with well-boiled fowl for the chef, who had just returned from a bloodletting procedure. Once again, in slow motion. The noodle chef's agent, noodle chef, that must be more in Daf Nun Dalet. The noodle chef's agent, who asked the chef if he meant he should buy gourds when he couldn't find any greens, which reminds us, the seventh parak begins, one who vows from greens, which are vegetables where the leaves are eaten, is permitted in gourds, which are considered fruit of the ground, since the fruit is eaten and not its leaves. But Rabbi Akiva forbids it. The Gemara explains that their malchokas revolves around the issue of an item that a shliach would typically consult with the sender about if it's included or not in the original term. So the noodle chef's agent, who asked the chef if he meant he should buy gourds when he couldn't find any greens, accidentally served a customer a liver instead of meat from a hekdesh animal. Which reminds us, the Gemara quotes a mission which states, HaShliach she'asa shlichuso Baal Bais ma'al. A shliach who performed his shlichus, the Baal Bais has committed me'ila. Me'ila is an exception to the general rule that one is not chai for never done through a shliach. If he did not perform his assignment, the shliach has committed me'ila because he has acted on his own. The Mishnah illustrates this principle with a case where the Baal Bais instructed his shliach to give his guests meat, which he didn't realize was hekdesh meat, and instead the shliach gave them liver, which was hekdesh, or the reverse, then the agent is chai for me'ila because he didn't carry out his instructions. So the noodle chef's agent, who asked the chef if he meant he should buy gourds when he couldn't find any greens, accidentally served a customer a liver instead of meat from a hekdesh animal. So to make amends, he prepared a bowl of noodles with well-boiled fowl for the chef, who had just returned from a bloodletting procedure, which reminds us. The Gemara quotes a braisa in which the Tanakhama said that one who vows from meat is forbidden in fowl, but permitted in fish. Abai explained that this is a case where he let blood before vowing, because he wouldn't eat fish anyway in such a condition since it's harmful, so he didn't intend to prohibit it by a netter. The Gemara objects by providing three sources that eating fowl is also harmful after bloodletting, so his netter should include neither fish nor fowl. The Gemara answers that fowl, when boiled well, is not harmful after bloodletting. So once again, the noodle chef's agent, who asked the chef if he meant he should buy gourds when he couldn't find any greens, accidentally served a customer liver instead of meat from a hekdesh animal. So to make amends, he prepared a bowl of noodles with well-boiled fowl for the chef, who had just returned from a bloodletting procedure. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.